T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woo! So good. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Thursday. And less than a month away, Randy. 23 days away from the Saturday opener in the SEC. And I don't know. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about whether or not it would happen. I know we always, you know, remained optimistic and thought that the SEC was going to play. But I have to wonder how Brad Nessler's offseason was, who joins us now on the WadeFord.com hotline. And just wondering, first and foremost, Ness, thanks for the time. Can't wait to so much looking forward to hearing your voice. How are
thanks,
you?
Thanks, Andy. Yeah.
What's going on, Ness?
I wonder if during the offseason there was ever a time where you wondered if there was going to be games this fall.
Oh, no doubt about it, fellas. You know, up until the last 2 days when we had our webinar, instead of going to New York and having everybody together, we did it on the internet, and that's the first time I've heard the theme music until you guys just played it, and so that kind of made me wake up and say, I might have to go to work now. I'm not sure, but yeah, there were doubts all the way along, and, you know, we still... you know, somebody said to me the other day, what do you think about the SEC championship being backed up to the 19th? And I said, I just want to get to September 26th, man. I'm not going to worry about December right now. So if we can get through one game, hopefully we can get through a whole season. But, yeah, it's been wacky, and there's a lot of doubts. And, you know, we still have a lot of issues and hurdles to climb. We'll see. I hope it's going to work out okay. We got our first game on CBS Sports Network tonight at Southern Miss, and they've already had to make some adjustments there because of the size of the booth and all that type of thing. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Ness, have they told you how you and Gary, are you guys are going to call the game? Are you going to be able to go to every single game, the 3:30 game or everything like that?
Yeah, Randy, we're going on site. A lot of the Sports Network cable games are going to be produced from New York and New Jersey with the crews on site, but as far as broadcast crews on site, but not the producer and director. But our whole crew is going everywhere. It's just going to be really different because, you know, basically we all interact and we're all like a big family, and our family's going to be split up in these different colored bubbles or whatever they call them. You know, like I like to go to the trucks and talk to everybody in the truck and the truck drivers and the camera guys and everything, and they're like a whole separate thing, and the broadcast side of things, the booth people are one separate thing. Jamie's even a separate thing. She's considered field. So we just went through all that stuff, and so all the camaraderie we have and, you know, hanging out together is not going to happen. So it's going to be a very socially different season for me. That's part of the fun for me, you know, is hanging with everybody and,
sure.
And you know, Thursday night, Friday night, and the game, and just being together as a family of about 90 of us, and that's not going to be the case this year. So everything's going to be a little different.
One of the other differences is players deciding not to play because of COVID, and obviously we respect any individual's decision who makes that choice, but that came to Georgia's campus yesterday with Jamie Newman deciding to opt out. I wonder what your reaction was when you found out that Jamie Newman wasn't going to play.
You know, it was so weird, Andy, because I had some things going on yesterday with the CBS, and so I got a late workout or walk outside or whatever, and I had just done a radio thing with somebody, and I was talking about Georgia and Jamie Newman. So I went on a 4-mile walk. I came back, and, you know, I came back. My phone is ringing off the wall, and I was like, what's this about? So in a matter of, you know, an hour and 10 minutes, everything changed as far as what I was talking about, Jamie Newman and Georgia's chances and this and that. And, you know, I get it, I guess. You know, Jamie, we barely knew ye, you know. I mean, I don't know Jamie, so, it's going to hit everybody, I think. It's just weird the timing is so close to the season and at that position. You know, I talked to Ed Orgeron the other day, and with Jamar Chase and Rod Shelvin deciding to opt out, and they already lost a corner and a linebacker that earlier said they weren't going to come back. You know, they had 14 guys either in training camps or whatever in the NFL. I mean, you're talking about 20, almost 20 players they're not going to have from last year's championship, and you go, how the heck are they going to be a good football team? You know, they'll find a way, I guess, but losing a quarterback is really something big, and you know, I'm not one of the theorists of Justin Fields coming back. I don't see that happening, but I know that everybody's talked about that, which would be pretty interesting. I don't know. You know, I hope JT Daniels is healthy enough to go. You know, I think they went from a position of strength and depth to not so much, and you know, that's pretty obvious. So we'll see how Georgia does without him.
Ness, when they had Jamie, did you have them ahead of Florida? And now that he's gone, do you put Florida ahead of Georgia in the SEC East?
I might, Randy. I had it kind of close. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to tick off people that know that I live in Georgia, and you know, I love seeing Georgia
do it,
well.
Do it.
Yeah. but Florida just got a lot tighter. Let's put it that way. And whatever happens in Jacksonville isn't necessarily going to stay in Jacksonville. I think whoever wins that's going to win the East. So it's become a bigger game than ever. I think Tennessee's going to be a little bit better. I think Kentucky's a really pretty solid team and all that. But I think whatever happens in Jacksonville will probably determine the East.
Well, and I know the SEC on CBS schedule is always great. Brad Nessler joining us, by the way, on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some college football as we're just over 3 weeks away from the debut. That cocktail party falls right in the middle of a pretty incredible stretch for you guys with Auburn at LSU, then Georgia, Florida, and Jacksonville, then Bama LSU on Saturday after the Masters coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be – I mean, look, again, SEC on CBS is always great, but that Saturday has to have you pretty excited, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. I think that might be – I think we might rate pretty well that day, Andy. I don't know. See.
You might. You might do okay.
Yeah, it might be okay. You know, the whole schedule, I kind of like the fact that you know, we picked most of it. You know, ESPN had a big play in this, too, and the SEC, obviously. And just for travel purposes and trying to keep everybody healthy, it was better to kind of pick the games, you know, most of the games now. I think week 5 and week 7 we don't have anything, and there's probably something else in there. But not only do I like our schedule ahead of time, I like knowing where I'm going ahead of time instead of so many 6-day picks and 12-day picks and all that. And, heck, when I look at it, yeah, it looks pretty fun. Travel isn't even going to be that bad, I don't think, because we got some Alabamas and Auburns in there. We have to start off by going to West Point, which I'm not sure how I'm going to get in and out of New York yet from a hotspot, but we're working on that right now. So we're doing BYU and Army on the 19th, and then we go to Baton Rouge for Mississippi State and LSU, and then we roll. So it looks like a great schedule, and, yeah, that day on November 14th will be kind of special, I think.
Man, let's talk about the oddness that it's going to be, because we know the pageantry of what college football is, and you guys are calling games, and hell, you might not even get to see anybody in those stands.
Yeah, it's, you know, when we go to Tuscaloosa, and there aren't going to be 110,000 people doing Sweet Home Alabama, there's going to be 20,000 singing it, whatever. It's going to be really different. It's going to be different for me, and I still don't know, you know, to what extent. You know, on big plays and touchdowns, I just like Steve Milton, our director, cutting shots of the crowd and the cheerleaders and the band and the players and the sideline and all that. I don't have to say a whole bunch after a big play. I just kind of like the feel of it, you know. And so that's going to be different for me, because I'll probably have to talk a little more just to fill the lack of sound, I guess. So some of those things as a play-by-play guy, everybody does it differently. You know, a lot of guys have a lot of words and don't say that much, and then there's some guys that don't have to say a lot, and it's, you know, it means something to people. And I guess I'm going after the guys that were mentors of mine, like Pat Summerall and Keith Jackson, and guys that didn't have to say a whole bunch, and maybe I have to say more this year, or maybe I'll just let Gary say more this year.
I don't know. One thing I feel confident in is you guys are going to figure it out. Like, you guys are absolutely going to make it feel special. I wonder, and maybe we won't know this until the end of the year. But a lot of people want to look at the season because it's different and say, you know, you put an asterisk on a champion or you treat it differently. Kirby Smart said the only asterisk should be to denote the toughest damn football team there ever was.
Yeah.
How do you think you'll look at it, whoever comes out of this thing at the end of the season?
Well, I wish everybody was playing, and you know, and so do the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the MAC and everybody. I think if you look at Georgia's schedule or you look at Alabama's schedule or whatever, even though it, I like the 10-game conference thing because we've been inching towards that, and you know, some coaches wanted 9 or more or whatever. And from that standpoint, I mean, man, I've got the schedule in front of me. I could just pick any team and go, okay, you go through that,
yeah,
and you're not good enough to be in the playoff or be called a champion? No, sorry. You know, it'd be nice if Ohio State and, you know, some of the teams that were expected to be really strong, Penn State, Ohio State, whatever, from the Big Ten, Oregon in the Pac-12, I guess, it'd be nice if they were in the mix. But if they're not in the mix, you know, what are you going to do about it? I would probably take the asterisk away, even though there's going to be one, and say, hey, if you went through the whole year and you went through what we're going through with Corona and all of that, and you came out maybe undefeated or once beaten or whatever, and you win the playoff, damn, you're a champ to me.
Last one, Ness. As you, everybody knows about what's going on in this country and all the social justice movements and all this thing, what has been your thoughts of Nick Saban? I saw Kirby. You saw Lane Kiffin down there in Ole Miss. What has been your perspective on what you've been seeing with these coaches doing with their teams?
I think, you know, it's the sign of the times. I think coaches have conceded that they're, even though they're getting $9 million a year to coach the teams, it's the kids that really make up the team. And the coach, obviously, puts them in the best position to win and all of that. But I think that players having a voice now is pretty cool. You know, it started in the pros and it's leaked its way to colleges, and I think that's fine. I think it's great. The only thing I'm a little concerned about, we had our rules meeting yesterday with Steve Shaw, and we were talking about the fact that the NCAA, in their infinite wisdom, has said that, you know, players can put whatever they want on their nameplate on the back of their jersey. And so we also talked about the fact that only 2 players can wear the same number this year, and obviously they can't be on the field at the same time. We know all that. So I came up with something for Steve Shaw, and I stumped him. I said, let's say 2 players with the same number choose to have a social statement on their nameplate on the back of their jersey, and they both have both number 2s have a social statement on the back of their jersey. How do we identify the player?
Damn.
And he said, Ness, we would have to go to replay, especially if there's an unsportsmanlike conduct on one of those players, and then he got a second one. We wouldn't know who to eject. And I said, you're telling me, brother, I'm trying to do play-by-play and identify guys so their family back home can say right. He made the tackle. And
exactly.
I just stumped you on that one.
Well, again, one thing I feel confident in is you guys are gonna figure it out. I know it's going to be different. I know it's going to be tough at times, but we all have utmost confidence in what you guys do broadcasting wise. We appreciate it so much, Ness.
Appreciate
Can't wait
you,
to hear
Ness.
You on TV.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.